tonight I would like to offer to you of the anxieties, worries, and fear that we have in life. Fear of the unknown. Everyday life we're going. I said many times, life is not meant to be easy. Life is very hard. Whatever little happiness we have to pay with a lot of miseries and a lot of troubles. Because the way we go about life is that, like in the meditation, you know, we don't really see what the mind is doing. The mind is going here, the mind is going there, as you see in this meditation. And that restless mind is leading us all the way, and we don't even know about it until we sit down and meditate and look at the breath and then look at the mind, and then the mind is going here, the mind is going there. Before we would notice it. So that restless mind, you know, is the mind that is leading our lives, creating all these problems and difficulties. So the question is, okay, if we train the mind, if we, you know, have wisdom through this training, will we get happiness? Yes, much more happier. The happiness you get out of this wisdom and the calmness of the mind is many times than the restless mind that is leading our way. The only thing is, the restless mind is very powerful. Have all these pulling power, you know, that mobile phone, the new one, that dress, that shoe, you know, that car, and that person you like. The pulling power is so great through this restless mind. If we don't see it, we are already lost. So through that, the mind that is leading us, the restless mind, we go into a lot of problems and troubles in life. That's where these anxieties, worries, and this fear of the unknown coming up. Fear, always fear there sometimes, you know, in relationship, fear of losing, and relationship, fear of getting rejected, and relationship, fear of being separated. Buddha said, the worst suffering is to be away from or separated from someone you love. And the worst, you know, suffering or dukkha in Pali terms is to live with somebody that you don't love or you don't like. So these are the very important things. So that's where all these things happening in life. So it's all boiled down to how much we can restrain our this restless mind, how much training that we have, and how much wisdom we put into our lives, isn't it? First of all, you live with somebody you don't like. How come that happened? Isn't it in a free world like this, right? It's how you choose, isn't it, with the mind that is not clear. That I said, pulling power, I like that person, got this hair like that, and the dark tan and tall and muscly and whatever. That's all you see. You don't see the other things. Buddha said, this sculptor, very famous, you know, not in the world, but in that region maybe, very famous, would go into the wood, and he would collect all the wood that is rotten and eaten by termites and things like that, and he would bring those wood at home. And no matter how skillful he is, how famous he is, he wouldn't be able to carve anything out of those wood, because what he had chosen is not the right wood, not the right one. Because he's a professional, he would have the right understanding. This is just an example. So then, he would go into the wood. He would choose the right wood, the best wood. You know, how much been lying there, which side the sun is, you know, which side, what sort of density the wood has, how many years it has been there, how aged it is, how it would be aging. He would measure all these things, and he'd pick up those wood. Then he can make a really beautiful, you know, images and statues and stupa, and, you know, all the sculptures he do would be very beautiful, isn't it? So that is it. When you have the skill, master your art, like this sculptor, he know what to choose. So when the mind is trained, when the mind is peaceful and calm, you see things that you don't see before. From this calmness of the mind, you see a tall, dark and handsome, the hair is like that and so handsome and everything perfect, what you would want in a man or a woman, for example. But then they go by and they swear and they drink and then they kick the dog and then things like that. You see that it's, oh, never mind, you know, I like it. I like this lady, I like this man. You wait for it. That's how the trouble started, isn't it? But when you have this mind peaceful and calm, you also come to know people's behavior, characteristics, etc. You know, through this peaceful mind and observation, because when we are doing meditation, we are observing this mind. That power of observation or noticing, you know, become more intense, and you can see people. Even if they have spoken few words, you already know which type of person they are. And then you already know what sort of mind they have. Then, no matter how handsome, how tall and how dark, doesn't matter anymore. You choose somebody who is good. Okay, this lady is very beautiful. This man is very tall, dark and handsome. Okay, fast forward about next 30, 40 years. That man, so tall, dark and handsome, will be, have a big beer pot in front and then burp, you know, isn't it? And then become bald and that curly hair not there anymore. And that lady, so beautiful, so desirable, isn't it? Now become a, maybe a egg shape, maybe a pear shape, isn't it? This is only natural, we are not finding fault. That's how human beings are. When the mind is calm and peaceful, you know the progression. You understood it. And if you choose someone when they become pear-shaped and, you know, have a beer belly, you don't worry anymore. That's how you expect life to be, isn't it? So this is the way to somehow train the mind and to have this wisdom achieved through this calmness of the mind by observing. Observing means by investigating. Yonisomanasikara, that's the first principle in Buddhism, to find out, to investigate. To what, for what? To have this right understanding of things by this investigation, isn't it? To, you have to have a right understanding, otherwise you don't know what you're doing. Right understanding of what a person is. And then once you get married or, you know, live together for a while, then, you know, the right understanding become again very important, because we take things for granted and then we forget to observe, to investigate what our partners are saying, what their needs are, what our needs are, isn't it? Then if we know that, then we can somehow, you know, create harmony through this understanding. So this right understanding is very important in everything, that aspect of practice in Buddhism. Through this right investigation, after the right understanding, you know what's going on and this and that. Now with the meditation, your mind is not confrontational anymore. Your mind is to make it good, to bring people together, you and your partner, other people together, rather than fighting with each other, fighting with the world. We're trying to harmonize the world, bringing things together to be good, so that we have a good living condition. Isn't it? Otherwise, in this turmoil, everyone's fighting and, you know, not agreeing each other, not nice to live. So we need ourselves, that environment too. So with this, you know, right understanding, you've already done right action by bringing together, trying to investigate what you want, what I want, compromise, isn't it? And that sort of things. From that right, you know, action you're doing, you also know what to speak now. Somebody is so much in a problem and trouble, you don't go and blame, isn't it? You now understand they need something soothing and comfortable and helping words like that, you know. If you need to do me to do anything, just let me know, you know. Come have a cuppa. Sometimes you just listen. They want to talk, take it out, vent it out. Then you listen to them, and if they ask for advice, you give them by example. Peaceful and calm, and, you know, doing everything for them, you know, help as much as you can, then, you know, sometimes that makes them recover. Your little smile, not much at all, but for them it's like the rain in the desert when they are in need, you know. So these are the little things that you do that in life with this right investigation, right understanding, right action and right speech, right? So this is very important in Buddhism. So what does it do? It, you know, like ironing, it ripples out all the wrinkles, you know, it just, you know, smoothing out all the wrinkles and become very nice. The dress look nice, the shirts look nice, like that. The relationship become good, and then from that, we have less anxieties, less worries, less anger, less hatred, and less fear, because we are in harmony now. Otherwise, you're thinking, oh, is he having an affair? Is he having an affair? You know, and then what should I do? He's not now listening to me. You know, he's not now paying attention to me. All this fear, from this fear become paranoid. From this paranoia, you start thinking all sort of things that is possible, whether they are real or not. Worries coming up. This fear of the unknown, isn't it? So, in that case, you don't worry about what our partners are doing. Worry about yourself. Ask yourself, what am I doing? What am I doing to improve the relationship, to help the relationship, to look after each other in the relationship? My part, what am I doing? Because that's, in essence, what Buddhism is all about. We take our responsibility of our own actions and speech. So we start concentrate on ourselves. And once we have done that, and we, with the meditation practice and knowing good speech and good actions we do, then eventually it will improve. First of all, it won't, because it's been going on for donkey years. They wouldn't understand. They would start thinking, is he all right? Is she all right? Strange, you know. Now she's saying these things, acting like that. Don't worry, just keep on doing. And when time goes by, then they come to realize you're sincere. That's where people follow and come together. So you have to do that. Fear sometimes can be very extreme. In my experience, that was about 45 years ago, I think, I worked as a radio officer on the ship, and our ship left Pakistan, Karachi, in the evening. And then, you know, I don't have to do anything until we pass the international waters. Then once we get the boundary, then I send the message to the coast that we are leaving, and then we send to the future port what our estimated time of arrival and this and that. That's my work. So meantime, I just stand in front of the ship and I look down on the, from the top. Look down, and then it's getting darker and darker. And then only you can see only silhouettes. Then I see these movements in front of the, you know, in the front of the ship. I said, who are they, you know? I said, oh, the crew must be doing something. But later on, you know, the ship stopped, and then the captain gathered us all in the officer's hall and said, we have stowaways, you know. And then we head back to the port. They, you know, radio the customs and everything. So they came in, and then they bring those three of them, you know, into the hall, and they start beating them, bashing them up, you know, belting them up, you know. And everyone's looking, and I was looking too. And I was very scared inside, you know, very fearful. And then, what should I do, you know? And look at everyone, nobody's doing anything. So I jump up, you know, and my body was trembling with fear. You know, whether I should do it or not, I don't know. But I scream out, I said, stop, you know. You can't do that, you know. According to the international, you got to treat, you know, people, you know, accordingly, you know. And then the guys, the police who's beating them, look at me and said, but they give you trouble, he said, you know. Doesn't matter, I said, you know, that's not the way to do. And I was shaking out of fear, you know, fear of something might happen, fear of the unknown. Nothing has happened, but before I got up and say those things, I was so frightened, so fearful. But when you done it, you know, still fear. But now looking back, nothing happened. There are things in life that you have to do, and that fear of the unknown is the one that's stopping us, isn't it? Now, in our everyday life, the fear is the fear of losing friendship, fear of losing this, fear of losing that. But calm yourself down, said, you know, who am I? I'm a human being, right? I have been born into this life. That means someday, like everyone else, I have to leave, I have to die. So you think deeply about it. I'm subject to old age, sickness and death, because no one has escaped it, isn't it? So this is a thing to try and understand the fear. So, okay, this problem I have now, what is the worst thing happens? You know, I'm not going to die out of this, so I'll tough it out, I'll hang on, isn't it? With goodness, with proper action, proper words, you know. Okay, if something done wrong and put you in jail, so be it. Nothing to worry about, peaceful and calm, because you know the end result, isn't it? The worst thing is death. And if you have contemplated, I'm subject to old age, sickness and death, as I have been born, then I have to die, then what's there to worry about? That calmness and that peacefulness from this understanding, the worst of the life that can happen is death. And you don't worry about death, because you know that as a human being, you have to die one day, isn't it? Then you stay calm and peaceful with this understanding. Problems happening, things happening, no fear, because you know that whatever it is happening now, how intense, how huge, how, you know, whatever amount of, you know, intensity it is, everything will pass. Everything will have to pass. Nothing can stay permanent forever. Everything will pass. Just say to yourself, everything will pass. You know, no matter how bad it is, it will pass. And then once it's passed, the time will heal and then become normal again, isn't it? But for ourselves, with this understanding, with the Buddhist practices, to keep ourselves good all the time, to keep the mind good all the time, to have the right speech and right action all the time, then by doing that, even if you got knocked down, you have your principles, you have your values, you have your dignity, you have your strength there. The strength means knowing that you are good. People make mistakes, things may happen, doesn't matter. You know you are good, isn't it? That's the strength that can withstand anything. They can take away everything, but not your goodness. So in any situation, you keep yourself good. Right speech, good action, good livelihood, isn't it? Good intentions. Then, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, these anxieties, worries, and fear of the unknown. You know you're going to die one day. That's certain, isn't it?
On that happy note.
Isn't it?
So, thinking about it today.
No. Yeah, I'll offer this to you today. Hope you can use it in your daily life. Thank you.
Thank you.